Yes, sir. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. At that time of the morning, people, I'm taking you to Mombasa there in Kenya. And alhamdulillah, someone that has been very dear to me that I got to know over many years when he was here in Durban, South Africa, a powerful da'i, you know, someone that was born in Somalia, a sheikh, a mashallah, brilliant scholar of Islam. And he spent many wonderful moments with me in my broadcasting career here in Durban. And, you know, I'd like to welcome him. There's in Mombasa, our very own Sheikh Bashir. Sheikh Bashir, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And how are you doing this fine, beautiful morning, Sheikh Bashir?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my brother Shafat Ahmed Khan. Jazakallahu khairul jaza.
Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant to, you know, to be in touch with you after how many years. And, you know, I recall we did have some beautiful moments together, Sheikh Bashir, and I'm sure you have that in your memory bank. And, you know, share some of those good memories that you have about South Africa, that when you were in South Africa, were you all the time in Durban? And, you know, I also recall the first offices that we opened for the Somali Association of South Africa. That was in Durban. And perhaps you can share those memories with us and we can document it on Marcus Sahaba, the voice of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Sheikh Bashir.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my brother Ahmed Shafat Khan. When we started that, and I was in the Durban side, alhamdulillah. When I was with you, I didn't know many places in that time. I was working in the teaching in the wanted side. When I was meeting to you at the CCI, we started to do many things with you in the da'wah side. We're going to be some days in the Friday Jumat when you are talking in the English, I talk with the Arabic, when we make khutbah. And we meet many people in that side, alhamdulillah. After that time is the, when the second, I think when we do the, our show, the second time or third time when the bush was in that side. But I remember that time when Bush, and with the, when Bush, the president of America, he came that time with that side with you, and we meet a show with you that time. And alhamdulillah, I was with you in the, what do you call it, the place of Ahmed Didat, many times. We sit and we do program with you in that place. And we work, alhamdulillah, in that areas. And we are, sometimes we meet with the peoples and we are working and make two things, da'wah in the way, in the mosque, and any place in the areas. Many people, we meet it in Somalia, in Syria, in from Yemen, we meet it from Ghana, and in Ghana. Many people, and we meet and we do with you, what I remember at that time, many da'wah with these old people.
Ah, beautiful, Sheikh Bashir, recalling all those memories. And you were somewhere near the Wentworth area where you were the Imam of the mosque, and alhamdulillah, very popular indeed. And I recall many people that saw you, they held you, they embraced you. And you know, you shared a very cordial relationship with many of the indigenous people, the Zulu-speaking people, people like Hamza Mbele and so forth. They still really love you. You embraced them. You celebrated them. And, you know, you learned a few words of Zulu, you know, Yapile, Ubaniwena, you know, what's your name, and Ubisi and all that. You were very quick in learning, Sheikh Bashir.
That time, actually, I didn't even know the English. I didn't even know the well English that time. We tried to talk with them in the some language, somebody who was doing for me translation in that time. Like, alhamdulillah, the Zulu was not very hard. It is near like the Swahili, some words we are, it is near to, not far from the Swahili. And we meet that time even sometime. I think even the president in back in that time when he was having a problem with the government, two times at staying with in the studio with you, and we are talking in the English with him. Like many people, when we meet in the road, we are talking some words of Zulus. Like that time is very long time. I can't even remember. Like in, what I know is some word in that time. I learned it and talk with him in that their language in that time.
You know, Sheikh Bashir, you talk about the Jummah khutbah that you gave, and I think that was in North Beach, where, you know, you so eloquently remembered that I gave the English lecture and you gave the Jummah khutbah in Arabic. And, you know, I mean, how quickly we forget, and, you know, the things that we did together. And, you know, the Friday was also very special with you than when you used to meet in Durban and we used to move around. And that Friday lunch, You recall that Friday lunch, and you know, I want you to describe it. I'm not going to describe it. Talk to the people. I mean, there you in Mombasa, thousands and thousands of miles away from us, and that Friday lunch, when we used to have in the studio. Talk to me about that, and talk to the world about it, Sheikh Bashir.
Salam, my brother Shafad Ahmed Khan, that time in the Friday, sometime we are giving the lecture. If we finish, or sometime we are listening to Sheikh Nini Ismail Patel. When we finish, we go to Manjra. We take chow in that place, the corner. I think they call Manjra. I did not even remember.
Manjra.
Manjra, they call it.
Yes.
Manjra. We take the good lunch in that place. Biryani lunch we take from that place, most of them. And we carry. So we are not eating in that place. Most of them we are carrying. And we go to start in the your place in the CIA, and we eat chow in that place.
Yeah, ciao now and way later. I tell you, people, and Sheikh Bashir, there's so much of barakah in the studio at that time. So many people used to come to us. They'll eat with us, they'll talk to us, and they just wanted to be around us. And I was so fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given me an alim of your stature that could speak Arabic fluently. You remember, used to listen to me read my Quran, and amen, Sheikh Shafat. There's nothing. I said, no, man, make it better, Sheikh Bashir. And he said, don't worry, it's perfect. Talk to me about that. And I must really be very appreciative to you for giving me so much of confidence, Sheikh Bashir.
Actually, Ahmed Khan, what I remember that time when you are reading Quran, first of all, you are reading very nice, like in some words, you are not reading exactly like Arab words, you are reading like the Indian words, like seen and said, you are just mixing together. The plus when we read to say seen, they are using the za. That is only the words when we are just making the correction in that word. Like every time you are trying, you open your tafsir and you are reading the Quran, I'm listening to you. You are doing very well that time, Alhamdulillah. I don't know now, like in that time, your morale was up every time you open the Quran and you said, listen, and you are listening to the Sheikh from outside, many places. That time I remember you are doing very well on the Quran side.
Alhamdulillah, and you also, you remember I made you give a lecture on the radio station, and they kept on repeating it. It was so good, and you spoke about the nafs and the different stages of the nafs, and I think you very eloquently were quoting Imam Ghazali, Rahimullah, at that time, Sheikh Bashir.
Actually, I didn't think quoting from him. Like when I was started to that lecture at that time, the in nafs side, it is not exactly I get that from the Quran. When it was the nafs al-amaratun bisu, nafs al-lawama, nafs al-mutmainna. All it is in the Quran. You call me in the immediately. You say, make a lecture. I say, I didn't know. You say, no, just write. We try it. Allah make it easy in that time. Alhamdulillah. They was very successful in that time. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, I remember
Thank
you,
grateful Allah.
mashallah, and you were absolutely brilliant. And then we used to have the late Sheikh Maulana Milanzi. You remember him? Milanzi used to be there from Zimbabwe, and all we used to sit together, have a nice talk. And I know, at that time programming was the optimum, and I was given the afternoon show. So I just pulled in anyone and everyone that I got in, but you were someone that I brought in quite often, and you really took to broadcasting in a very easy manner because the knowledge, the grounding that you got. Perhaps Sheikh Bashir, the question to pose is, where did you learn? Where did you study your Islamic study? Was it self-taught? Was it from dad, or was it from the family members? Which institution did you go through, Sheikh Bashir?
Actually, when I started to learn the Quran when I was writing, when there's something called Loh, it is the body they call Lohit. We start to write in that time. After that, when I start to learn Quran, I finish. I start to go to Madrasa in Mombasa side. I finish all my studies. Actually, I finish in Mombasa side from primary to high school in Madrasa side in this Mombasa. I didn't go out of the Mombasa. The first time I lived in the Kenya, when I went to the Sudan in South Africa, that the lucky maybe I was meeting with you. That is another plan. Like, and I didn't even plan to go to South Africa because that time I didn't even know any person in that site. Like, in Allah make it for me easy. When I reached that place, I go to Durban. I didn't know. Like, and after some days, we meet it. We become big friends and brothers. Jazakallah khair, jazakallah, my brother.
No, alhamdulillah.
You come in that.
Gee. Yeah, I mean.
That time you make me, you welcome me, and any time we're eating with you from morning until afternoon, we left. Even sometimes we do show in the night, we go, you drop me into my place.
Yeah, I remember your place in Kenville. You say, yeah, go here, go there, go like that and like that, and I should drop you in Kenville. I mean, at that time, Sheikh Bashir, late at night, and, you know, we should finish the doctor show very late at night, but we should take the drive and, you know, we should go there. And, you know, maybe with your barakah, things were relatively safe there at that time, Sheikh Bashir.
Come again, I didn't get what you're talking about. Is that what you say?
It was safe. It was safe, you know, not like how...
Very safe. That time, alhamdulillah, it was safe. Before that, it was xenophobia. After that, when we start to leave the country, when they come in xenophobia, they start to ban our shop, whatever. I start to leave that place. Like in that time, we were very safety. I'm walking. We walk with you in the night. I didn't... We were packing, I think, upside there in the place. I didn't run to the in the studio. It's upside you are putting, and we are going with you that time. Like in very safety, no problem that time. Allah. After some years, I didn't know what has come. Since xenophobia, we start to come late. No, I didn't even walk in the night.
Yeah, absolutely, Sheikh Bashir. And then, do you remember your moments in South Africa? Let's talk about your Ramadan in Durban and how you used to enjoy your Ramadan, and what were some of the highlights and some of the memories that you have taken from this part of the world, Sheikh Bashir?
Actually, Ramadan in that time was in, alhamdulillah, it was not very hot. It's very cold time. Alhamdulillah, in that my time was not very hot. That time the Ramadan was, alhamdulillah, very nice. We are making iftar in our place. That time, what I remember, the old mosque, I think the food was, alhamdulillah, prepared. Well, if even you're a visitor, you don't have anything. Most of them, we are eating the mosque, it's enough. The food in the mosque, alhamdulillah, they brought many food in that time. I think what the people are seeing, the Ramadan, different in our side, is when it is coming, the Ramadan time, in every Sunday, they are thinking about what we call halib, that soup, whatever. They are waiting, and everybody takes the pot and running. You can see somebody reach, and every person for Sunday, in Ramadan, everybody say tomorrow's halib. They are not taking anything. They are thinking about all the halib for just go to eat and take it at home. Like in otherwise, it was we make program in that time in the 90s when we are making, I think, so someday with Ibrahim Ganga. Allah give him Jannah to Firdaus.
Ameen.
In the Ramadan time, we are with him and we meet him in the many places with him. Jazakallah khair. That like Ramadan, I enjoyed. Alhamdulillah. Like it's very not hard. It is very cold place. Alhamdulillah. You can fast it, no problem that time. And alhamdulillah, the sahur, the food was a lot of food, and people are paying and giving the food in that time, mashallah. The people for South Africa in that place, mashallah, for food side, alhamdulillah. For da'wah or for deen in Ramadan, they are very weak. You can see somebody open the Quran, like they are only in an bowls, and they are talking about in Liverpool, like in for, alhamdulillah, for food, they are number one, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, you know, Jazakallah khair. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill Ibrahim Ganga's kabir with noor. And, you know, I know you are a big fan of it. Did you ever meet Ibrahim Ganga, Rahimullah, Sheikh Bashir?
Ibrahim Ganga, I think we meet him twice. One day, I didn't know it is some lecture or what is for Palestine things. We have the program for Palestine. And we make it fundraising in that place. I did not know exactly which school. Many people come. Even the main Mufti Menki was there. He came and saw that time him and Mufti AK. That time when you show me, maybe you forget. Like we meet with all of them in that time.
Alhamdulillah, yes, we have been together with many places and all that, Sheikh Bashir. Really enjoying this conversation with you, and mashallah, cool, calm and collected. You know, we're moving on, and, you know, as we spoke about Ramadan in South Africa, and maybe, you know, you can compare Ramadan in South Africa, maybe Ramadan in Mombasa. What are the major differences and what are the major similarities? I mean, what is the same, what is different? How's the Ramadan in Mombasa? And I want you to talk a lot about Mombasa now and tell us how beautiful it is, how many Muslims live there, the climate of the place. And, you know, many people love to go to Mombasa just to have or to, you know, feel good about themselves and to feel de-stressed. And, you know, there's no violence there in Mombasa. I believe everything is, you know, very peaceful and tranquil. Talk to us about that, Sheikh Bashir.
Jazakallah khair. Mombasa, first of all, is near to the lake, looking like the similar to the Durban side. When you see they have the beach and the two, three places in these areas, first of all. And the Muslim, Alhamdulillah, it is, let us say it is 70% or 80% in this Mombasa County are Muslims. 80 to 90% are Muslim. If you see the governor, he's Muslim, senators, MPs, most of them they are Muslims. The difference with that side and this side, in Ramadan side, these are, they have many program in Ramadan side. Not like the Durban side or in South Africa side. Durban side, they are looking in material side in Ramadan time. Business, food, something like that, fulfill it in their fridge, whatever. In this side, people, they don't worry about that, something more. They are fooling about the da'wahs, how people make it iftar together, how they make it da'wah in that place, how people work it together, how they do. Many things they change. They can read even Quran in two, three. You can see people in the Ramadan side in this place, in like in Mombasa, mashallah, they can finish a Quran in 2 in 3 days. Every day, 10 juzu, they can finish. In Durban, it is to see, it is very rare. People, they are not, you can see the mosque all to open mosque to Quran is very few people they can read the Quran. Like when you come this side, more many people are in the Ramadan, they are making more effort in the Quran, they recite the Quran more time. It is called Musabaqatul Quran. Even every year they are doing for Musabaqatin for Quran. They bring the ladies all the together and boys another place, they're making it Musabaka, how people win the Quran and how they are making the Musabaka to Quran on that side. If somebody win, they make him to Hijjah and they do effort for him that time. Person, he get the moral in that Quran. The children are making in more effort in the Quran while they get the something and they're going to Hijjah with their parents. What is the purpose? Because of the Quran in the Ramadan in that Musabaka. That is that. Like in that side, we can see the Musabaka to Quran. What we hear in Quran is only in Taraweeh. And Taraweeh, they're making very faster. They read Quran and they can finish in 45 minutes. In that side, it's different with that side. Here, we can take it because 1 hour, no people, they're not rushing too much. Like they're reading slowly, everybody to get the khushu in the salat. Like in that side, it's different when they're making fast, everybody who finish fast, what we're looking at is that one.
Yeah, Sheikh Bashir, I noticed that you're quite popular, that people want to talk to you on your phone there. Hey, Sheikh Bashir has quite a few phones. And as you made the good point, reading Quran, reading the Quran with understanding and meaning. And, do you find the young people of Mombasa, with all the apps, with all the new technology, all this is pulling them away from Islam. But, how's it there in Mombasa? Are the youth, the young people connected to, Islam and the Sunnah of, Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sheikh Bashir?
Jazakallah khair. This side actually they try their best because it is two way in the Sunnah side. Some people they make a Sunnah in 24 hours. When you see their libas, what they are wearing, it is the Sunnah way. And when they start to go madrasa, that is their own uniform. From then when they were small until they become big, they are just to have their own good clothes. They have their own muswak in their hands. You can see the sunnah side in that. And this side, alhamdulillah, most of the ladies, every time from when they are small, all Muslim, let us say 99 Muslim on this side, most of them, they are taking hijab in 24 hours. You can't see somebody without hijab. Inside of Durban, or in south of South Africa, you see people, or you can see the daughter of someone, he's the alim, like what you see, they are not have hijab. In this side, it is even somebody don't know about religion, first thing, he try his best people to make it that all people must take it hijab. That is the sunnah, they are trying their own best because it is the wajib to them. Alhamdulillah, the children, even they have the balls, they are making in the group of this mosque that, and that mosque, sometimes they are playing together, who win, that is how they are related to alhamdulillah, the ulama, even themselves, they start to play with the boys together. When they are, alhamdulillah, they make it duty to their ulamas. that side it comes to ulama to play to see to go to swimming or to play. It is like they see it is not good. In this place, alhamdulillah, you can send somebody alim, he can make lecture, and with a tambo you can go with him. That we are playing with them, Paul. We can go to them with a swimming and take the in the ocean. We have it, alhamdulillah. It, they are doing alhamdulillah. We are cooperative. It's very nice with the ulamas and youth in this side.
Alhamdulillah, so you have a good relationship there with the people. Let's talk more about Mombasa. You know, what's Mombasa known, as you spoke about the ocean, some of the spices that come from Mombasa. Talk to us about that, perhaps the food, the cuisine, what people love eating there, what is a popular fish, and so forth, Sheikh Bashir.
Jazakallah khair, my brother Shafat Ahmad Khan. The food is not far from the Durban side, because this and the original biryani, it is come from India and it is a Mombasa. The manjra of that side and manjra of this is the two things different. If you eat the biryani of the Mombasa, you can forget for manjra forever, because it's too far. This is the best way. Their food, they are using it. They call it the that is the first. After that, they call something like a chapati. That side, they call it sinan. And the fish they use, I didn't exactly know, they call it the taffy. I don't know in the English, like they call taffy. That is when they use it popular in this area. And most of us, or most of the people, they take it how it is. You go that side, some people, they cook. It is up to you. You can cook at home, or you give somebody, can cook and he bring for you. That is how it is. These two things different. It is up to you. You can take it whatever you need it. If you want it, it is from that shop, you go to buy it, or they cook and bring it to your home. Alhamdulillah,
alhamdulillah, very good indeed. So, hey, you know your thing, you can taste and you know that. And spices, you know, people, Durban loves the spice. So what about spices there in Mombasa? How popular is all the spices? Is it mild? Is it very hot? What type of spice do you use there, Sheikh Bashir?
Well, it is the spice in this side. It's too hot. If you can use it, it is too hot. The people in South Africa, they can see it. If you send it, it is very nice, because it's many. It is, you can take the cool. It's there. Like most of it is there. It is hot. Spices, they call it is the many names in the Swahili. If you see it, they call it pilipili. They call it many things in that language. I didn't exactly remember in the English side.
Yeah, we talk about the English side. Indian side and many other sides. How many, you know, the population of Mombasa, as you said, 99% Muslim there. You know, let's break it up into perhaps the demographics of Indian, Pakistanis, you know, you may be getting how many Arabs are there, you know, indigenous people. Talk to us, the different types of people that live in Mombasa, and especially amongst the Muslims. Are there any Chinese living there in Mombasa also, Sheikh Bashir?
Actually, in the Mombasa, it is they call in the coast areas. Muslim, that is, they have Indians. When we say Indians, that side they say India, like in that, in this side is what if you are Pakistani, if you are Bangladesh, what if you are Bengal, whatever, all they call it is only Indians. Like in the Indians, first was all place for them, like it is like a shifting in the Mombasa, not like in the first. The many time, that time there are very many old shop are them. The Indians are actually they are Sunnis, most of them in this side, and some small Banyanis, non-Muslim, who put the dot in their faces. Like in their very few, the Muslim are now they're shifting in the old Kenya. In Mombasa, you to see them, they have almost like you say, it is the four like 4 to 5 mosques now. And they are not like first. You can see that only old people are here. The young, they just maybe in the UK and another place. Like they are, even their old property, they start to sell it because of the how country is going. That is how it is. And the second is Arab. Now, alhamdulillah, Arab are from Syria, from Yemen. They start to come in. Because this place, if you see the place called Fort Jesus, the first people are Arab in these areas, like the Pontenis or whatever. In the whole town who built this Arab the first time. The original Arab, even them, they start to leave the town and they're leaving. Most of them, they who took it is our brothers, Somalias, and the Kenyans. Now they're running. To see Chinese, it is very difficult. I just saw it in the 2 or 3, like they are just workers who build the roads or whatever it is the Chinese. Like in the Chinese, not like Mumbai, like South Africa, they open. Or in Kenya, it is not. It is still they didn't get that chance. They come and just build the road, whatever that is, like with the government, not there in the with the people.
Absolutely, Sheikh Bashir. Really lovely talking to you, and you're bringing Mombasa alive and many other memories of Durban. Also, you know, before we let you go, your parting words, what you have to tell the listeners around the world, Sheikh Bashir, before you go.
Actually, before I go, I just gave them the nasiha to advise, because now it is that what is remaining is only Ramadan, like 1 week. Let us change our Ramadan to exactly to Ramadan. Not just we are just fasting and all. The Ramadan must be changed. This is Allah when He says, "Shahr Ramadan ladhi unzila fi al-Quran hudan lin-nas." The Shahr Ramadan of this is not another Ramadan. Maybe you can't even go to another Ramadan. You can't get another Ramadan. When you get this Ramadan, you must change to be exactly the Muslim. You are just fasting and you are just living. And no, you must check what you are learning in this Ramadan different with another Ramadan. What I achieve in this month of Ramadan. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Shahr Ramadan ladhi unzila fi al-Quran, huda lin-nas. This is the month Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the month of huda, the month of guidance. What guidance I get it in this Ramadan, first of all. Shahr Ramadan is the when Shahr al-Ibadah, the month of Ibadah. Your Ibadah must have ikhlas with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the Shahr Ita, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the Shahr Inzal al-Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Shahr Radhi Unzila fi al-Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran. What I read in this month, I read the old Quran. How many months in this time and this time? In this Ramadan, I finish how many juzu? When you read the Quran in this Ramadan, your reward, you get more. And you must start to learn how it is, not use the English word. No, it is you start the Quran, how it is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Quran and Arabic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this Quran in the Arabic. You must start to learn how it is. Because if you start to learn the Quran with another language, to get all words, it can be difficult. Because the English, they don't have ha. Some words they don't have. How you get it? You must start to learn, and you must know what you are reading. When you are just got there, when Imam is reading, Ihdinas Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, whole Quran in that 7 ayah, even you don't know the meaning of 1 ayah, what you benefit in that? This Ramadan, you must change it. Don't just look and think about the food in your fridge, no. Make it how I am reading the Quran. What I learn. How many words I listen? How many Quran I did finish in this? When you get it, you finish your Ramadan. And when you in this way, before you didn't start in this Ramadan, you must forgive all whatever your brothers and sisters. Today in that place, many of the Muslims today, they are fasting and they are doing ibadah and they are not talking to each other. That is not the Muslim. The Muslim, you must forgive every person. In the time of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sahaba, they said, that lady, she's fasting in the hall, she's fasting, she's reading the Quran, she's like disturbing the neighbors. Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, nah. Why? Because she's disturbing the human being. And another person said that she didn't have many ibadah, like she's good to the neighbors, to the people. That's how it is. And the hadith one of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what he say? Inna aqrabakum ilayya majlisan yawm al-qiyamah ahasinakum akhlaq. The person who near to me in the Jannah al-Firdaus, that person who has a good character. That is what you don't have. Islam is not in the mosque faqat. Islam is your character. If you don't have the character and you're praying and you're doing ibadah, your ibadah is nothing. You must change yourself. You forgive وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk to all people husna with a good way. Don't start to do bad in the people. That is what my nasih, my brother Shafat Ahmed Khad, in this morning of Sunday, in 27th of the month, this day.
Yeah, you know, I like what you said. And, you know, perhaps we don't have that muhabba. We don't have that unity in us. And, you know, we busy fighting each other. And, you know, maybe listening too much to the news, Sheikh Bashir. Do you still watch mainstream media? And, you know, maybe that influences a lot of Muslims that are making the wrong decisions. What's your thoughts on that, Sheikh Bashir?
Actually, the news, the human being, you must make it, you can listen and you can just watch it. Like, not make that your purpose. The purpose, it is your Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent for the good news is that one. The Quran, it is the all news of the, for you. In this hereafter, what is past, what is coming, it is in the Quran. The, another news, just to see it, not make that is all your thought. To, in that place, you can see in Ramadan time, people, they start to watch it, still do the game. No, you must change the Ramadan. People are actually, they are fasting in three ways, my brother, Shabbat and Malad. Some ruh, first we must have with the ruh, with your heart. The some you are fasting with the ruh, it is what qasrul amal. You are not loved in this dunya. You fast, that is called som ruh. The second one, som al-aqli. You fast with your brain. Well, that is what is mukhalafatul hawa. You must go opposite of your desire. Som al-jawarih, and you fast the jawarih, your body. That is imsakun an ta'am wa sharab wa jima. You must leave what is called break your fasting, like eating, like what is. Today we are fasting, and still we are backbiting. We are eating, we are hasad in heart. We must change in the, we must fast in how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Rasul says, man lam yada'a qawla zur falaysa lillah. If somebody didn't need to lie, in Ramadan time, Rasul said, "Falaysa lillahi haj." Allah he don't did this Ramadan. You must change before you start Ramadan. Change that subject. When I came that time, I saw you in the actually the CIA that time. You're eating with the many people. We didn't look who are there. No, some people come from Malawi, Somali, Zimbabwe. One day I think so one boat, a small one, like we show almost 6 to 7 people together. I get shocked. The only person to eat with an apple, it is that time. Where I get shocked that time. Like in Jazakallah Khair, you meet with them, you brought many people together. We learn many things from you. Jazakallah Khair, my brother, Shafat Ahmed Khan.
You know, I tell you, Sheikh Bashir, we used to cook a pot every Thursday. And you know what? It was amazing. The pot never got empty and everyone came. And some of them said, hey, send me more. And I said, hey, Sheikh Bashir, yeah, take it for that man. He's never mind, he's rich. He wants another two plates, and he used to take it and give it to them. Allah bless you, Sheikh Bashir. I think you remember that. But you know the.
And, yeah, we're
okay. do you remember the prof? How he used to eat to Sheikh Bashir? Prof, you remember prof?
Prof.
Yeah, he was an engineer. You know, he was a little handicapped. Maybe you forgot him. But Sheikh Bashir, I also remember that you are an imam.
He's the top, the prof of the top, or no, you have taban for the jamaat. Oh, no, that one?
No, no. This prof, you forgot him. He used to do my engineering with the glasses. You remember, he used to...
Oh.
Yeah, you forgot him. But anyway, Sheikh Bashir, you're also an imam of a mosque in Mombasa. Are you an imam? You know, you do imamat, Sheikh Bashir?
Actually, now I don't do imamat in this place. And just sometimes I make my own da'wahs in the way I just go to meet with the, how you're doing. You see, I learned something from you that time. You are not just sitting in the one place. When I learned from you that time, you go to meet with one person face to face. How the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When I just leave, I didn't do exactly the imam. Sometimes somebody thought I make it for imam. Like I didn't do them like my own job that time. I just make my own decision to make da'wah, how Shafat Ahmed Khan did, to meet with one by one in the whole site. That is what I changed. Like I can't, I'm not imam now for exactly. I just leave it. I make da'wah in my own side. I'm teaching.
Alhamdulillah.
Like I call.
Gee, Sheikh Bashir, you know, I really, you know, you were like a right-hand man to me. Whenever you came, we said, let's go do dawah, and we should embrace and celebrate the work that we did. And it was all, you know, blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as you said, you know, we loved feeding the people. And Sheikh Bashir, you know, when we did the work, the food just came from everywhere, Sheikh Bashir. Sometimes it wasn't the pot, but a lot of people, you know, the restaurants around used to send out a lot of food. And, you know, we should share it to everyone. And everyone, you know, that had dawah centers in around Durban, if they felt hungry, they knew where to come to. They came to studio, Sheikh Bashir.
I remember actually they come from outside, somebody come from far, they didn't get food. The first place they come in your place, first in that small boat, like Allah make it barakah. Like in another thing, actually, in Shafat Ahmed Khan in South Africa, let us see something I didn't get it exactly. We have workers in South Africa, many. Why people they didn't make for them? Every person, how me, how you start and you teach me, now I'm even to some areas in the, with my worker, I must give him the kalima. That's how it is. If all South Africans, they are doing it, they all live outside, even somebody work for me, do dawah, many people convert to Islam in South Africa because they are very soft people. They don't have nothing and they are very soft. Like nobody gives them the dawah in South Africa. That is what I have cried because they have the workers, they work for us years and years, and we didn't even give them the message of dawah. That is what I need from you, that my brother.
Alhamdulillah, Sheikh Bashir, I really do miss you, and you are one of my favorite people. You know, no matter where you are, I always have you in my thoughts, in my duas, and you always, you know, made a lot of duas for me, and you watched, you know, the different moments of my life, and you gave me a lot of good nasiha, and no matter, you know, whenever you in Mombasa too, you always sending me words of encouragement, ayat of the noble Quran, what wazifas to read, and you're always reminding me it's a big night, and do this and do that. Sheikh Bashir, I really embrace you, I celebrate you, I appreciate you, and Sheikh Bashir, we let you go now, and inshallah, you're going to have a blessed morning ahead, and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته جزاك الله شفاعت أحمد خان بارك الله all South Africa جزاكم الله خير الجزاء don't forget that in your du'as بارك الله لكم.
Yes, our Sheikh Bashir there, Allah bless him, Allah keep him. Time for us to go for a break, and inshallah we will continue after that.